ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Menachos is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Chil Michel ben Rabbi Sorel Yehuda Karfunkel.
Menachos Daf Yud Zayin. Welcome everyone. We're now starting the third parak of Menachos, parak HaKoymetz Rabbah, a big parak. So we start with the first Mishnah. The Mishnah brings Machlokes Chachom and Rabbi Lezer. By if you think about to be eat something which is not Raya La'achila, or to makter something which is not Raya La'aktara, Lefi the Tanakama, it's kosher. That's not a machsheves pigel. And Lefi Rabbi Lezer, it's puzzle. So in the Gemara, number four, there are two ways to understand Rabbi Lezer. The lashon of puzzle, it's mashim only psul de rabbanon, and it's a gzeira. Atu machshava kedargai, as Rashi says in Amud Beis, and when you think about things that are raya la'achila for achila, or things that are raya la'aktara for aktara, it would be pigel. And therefore, mid rabbanon, we puzzled, even in a case. When it's not really machshavas pigel, or Rabbi Lezer passes midaraisa, and it's even pigel on your chayv kares, because he darshins from heochel yeyochel, and shtei achilas akosim medaber, and it's hekish from achilas adam to achilas mizbeach, and you could also think the other way. You could think from achilas adam to mizbeach, from achilas mizbeach to adam. That's brought down in numerous other sugyos that the opinion of Rabbi Lezer is that mechashim achilas adam to mizbeach, achilas mizbeach to adam, the hainu midaraisa. The Mikdash David in Simin Lamin Gimel, Sifkat and Aleph, has a Chakir B'Das Rabbi Lezer. That the Rabbi Lezer says that your Mechashev, from Rachilas Adam to Mizbeach, Mikdash David wants to know, when is the Machshava Toloi in the thing that you're thinking about, or in what you're planning on doing to it? For instance, you think to do, for Dam, you think to eat the Dam, or to drink the Dam. At what point is Machshavas Pigel about drinking Dam? Because when you think to be Zerik Dam, so it's before in the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Nunvav, that this man for Machsheves Pigel is tonight. If you, normally by Machsheves Pigel you need to think about tomorrow, but you think to eat the Basar or to be Makta Deimurim tonight, it's not Machsheves Pigel, because that's not Chutz Lizmanoi, because it's still the Zman of the Achilas Basar or the Aktaras Deimurim. However, Dam is Nifsal B'Shkiyas Achamor. If a carbon is Shechted today and you're Zerik the Dam at night, it's a puzzle of Zerika. So therefore, says the Gemara in Zachan Daf Nun Vav, also Machsheves Pigel on Dam is totally at night. If you're Shechet, it's a Zevach Hayoim, Amenas Lizrek Midoma Balayla, so it's Pigel, because that's already Chutz Lizmanoi of the Dam. So now back to us. So Mikdash David is Mistapik, when you think to drink the Dam tomorrow, that it's Pigel. What happens if you think to drink the Dam tonight? Will that also be Pigel? Because drinking or eating is only pigel when it's tomorrow. But when it's tonight, that's not machsheves pigel by achila and shtia. So if you look at, is it totally in the thing you're planning on doing to it, which is achila, and by achila, machsheves pigel is only tomorrow? Or is it totally in the cheftza? The cheftza of dam is nifsal b'shkiyas achama, and therefore, when you're thinking to do something wrong with the dam, The time for dam is today and not tonight. And there were any, there were also achila by dam, the man of the machshava is already by night, would be considered machsheves pigel. That's one nafkamina. Let's say another nafkamina. The person shechs a shlamim, amenas to be makdir the basar tomorrow. I mean, the basar shlamim is nechal shnei yomim. You're allowed to eat the basar shlamim tomorrow. When you think machsheves pigel about basar shlamim, as it says in the pasuk, it's machshavas yom hashlishi. Only then, in the third day, is when basar shlomim becomes pigel. But that's because basar shlomim is necha for 2 days. But if you're thinking to be makdir the basar shlomim, so do we say that because you're thinking to be makdir, because it's machshavas haktara, and haktara is only today and not tomorrow, because a murim can only be huktar today and not tomorrow. So therefore, when you think to be makdir the basar tomorrow, it will be machshavas pigel. Or do we say, no, it's totally in the din of the basar. The din of the basar is to be nechal, it's to be nechal tomorrow. So therefore, even though you're thinking about it in haktara, but we go, the machshav is totally in the zman of the chefza. The zman of the chefza is for 2 days. And therefore, whatever, even if you're thinking haktara on the chefza, because the zman of the chefza is 2 days, it would not be considered machshavas pigel. And the third nakamina is the case of shlamim in the opposite. What happens if you think to eat the emurim of a shlomim tomorrow? Because the eating of shlomim includes tomorrow, therefore it's not considered pigel. or because this mana de imurim is only today and not tomorrow, so therefore it would be machsheves pigul. All this is the same hakir with Mikdash David, a few nafkaminas. If I'm in the same Minchas Avram, he says that someone brought him a riot to this hakira from Rashi in Zvachim Daf Chavches. That Rashi there is mafarish that if you think about Emurim, the Gemara there is talking about Ora Alya, the Gemara held that Ora Alya was considered Emurim. If you think about Emurim of a Shlomim, to eat it the next day, it's Machsheves Pigel of Yerba Lezer. That's Mavur and Rashi. So again, Emurim of a Shlomim, which the Emurim are only for today, but the Basar can be eaten tomorrow. It says Rashi that if you think about to eat the Emurim of the Shlomim tomorrow, it's considered Machsheves Pigel. So it's clear from Rashi that the Zman of Pigel of Yerba Lezer is totally in the Heftza. Not totally what you're planning on doing with it. But rather the Heftza, when is in this kind of din and the mitzvah of the Heftza? If Emurim, which their mitzvah is today, and you're planning on doing something wrong with them tomorrow, so that's Pigel. Even though what you're planning on doing them is eating, and you're allowed to eat the Basar tomorrow. But we go with the Heftza, and the cause of the Zman of the Heftza is one day, so it's considered Machsheves Pigel. So that's a very to this Chakira. Right, maybe add on a little bit of explanation why it is that way, why we go with the Heftza. A Yesod in Machsheves Pigel. The Chazanish writes a very important Yesod in Pigel. Chazanish in Zvochim, Simin Yutes, Sivkata Nun, is explaining the Gemara in Me'ilah, and Daf Zayin. The Gemara there says that if meat of the korban is b'fi kelev or b'fi kivshan, it's in the mouth of the dog and the dog is about to eat it, or it's in a fire, it's in a furnace and where there's a fire burning and it's about to be burnt up. And a person says that he's thinking that hareini sheche hareini zerik es adam al menas lechol basar zel amacher. The Gemara says that it's pigel. Says the Chazanish, pigel. For sure you're not going to eat the basar tomorrow. In another second it's going to be gone. How is it Shaykh Machsheves Pigel on something which for sure is not going to happen? Says the Chazon Ish that the Yesod of Machsheves Pigel is L'shanois Mishpatei HaKedusha. Changing the din of the carbon. Not changing the actual achila in the carbon, but changing the din of the carbon. That instead of that the carbon is supposed to be matir for achila today, I'm saying that the carbon should be matir and achila tomorrow. That even though my machshava will definitely not come to fruition, because the basar is about to be destroyed, but as long as the basar this second exists, and I'm saying that the carbon is being kariv, I'm going to change the din of the carbon. That's machsheves pigel. That's the yisoid of the Chazon Ish. That pigel is l'shanois mishpatei akdusha. Avad, you have to think about achila. If you think that instead of eating the basar tomorrow, you're going to throw it in the garbage, that's not machsheves pigel. Machshava is instead of that it has a din achila today, I'm giving it a din achila tomorrow. So that I need to think about an achila. The only way that I change the din of the carbon is by giving it a different din achila. That's the insight of the Chazon Ish. So now we come back to us, to Rebbe Lezer, that holds that mechashen yachilas adam lemizbeach. So the ikar chiddush of the pasuk lefi Rebbe Lezer was that when I'm changing the din of the carbon, I don't have to think about achilas adam to achilas adam. I could think that instead of the carbon being matir, this basar, to be eaten today, it's matir to be huktar tomorrow. I'm changing it by giving it the din that I'm creating, that I'm creating in the carbon. It doesn't need to be another din achila. It can even be a haktara on a basar. It can even be an achila on an emurim. That's the new din that I'm giving it. But the aleph of pigel, though, is from the fact that I'm changing its original din. The carbon has a zman where it needs to be eaten. So I'm changing that zman. I'm extending that zman of the achilas hakarban. So the way I'm extending it is by giving it its din achila for an extra day. So being that that's the case, so the machshava has to be for sure changing what the chefta is. If the chefta is a murim, so I think that instead of the murim getting their din today, I want the murim to get their din tomorrow. So I called that achila instead of haktara. But besides, I'm saying that I want to change the din of the emurim. So Vana has to go kafi this man of the emurim. I can't go kafi this man of achila in a shlomim. That's not going to help me. What I'm doing is I'm changing that instead of the emurim getting their din for today, I want them to get a different longer time for their din. So for sure it goes kafi the din of the chefz. Akupanim, that's the hakir of the Mikdash David. Do you go kafi the chefza or kafi the thing that you're thinking about? And you have a rhyme from Rashi in Zvachim, and you go kafi the chefza, kafi the zvanim of the chefza, not kafi what you're planning on doing with it. Another nafkamina l'chayr of this chakira, and here is even a little bit more, even more fascinating, is what's the shear of the thing that you have to think about? How much you have to think about? For instance, very negay by dam. By dam, machsheves pigo by dam, the Rambam writes, is to think, to do kedei hazah tomorrow. When you think about achila or aktara, as the Gemara says by us, you need to think about a kezayitz. But machsheves pigo by dam, the Rambam says, does not need to be a kezayitz. Rather, it's the amount of dam that's needed for a zrika. So how much dam, when you think lishtais mi domay lemachar, lefir belezer, how much dam you need to think about? So the Mikdash David there says, he's mistaken whether it's a revius, which is a shear of shtia, or is it a kezayis? Because we find that sometimes even things that are totally in shtia, sometimes their shear is a kezayis. But it's either a kezayis or a revius, according to the Mikdash David. However, the Sfasemes and Daf Yurches, in Shad and Tesis there, Sfasemes is mechadish, that the shear of machsheves pigol, of lishtes midomai, lemocher, lefir belezer, is totally in the shir hazoya. That because you're thinking about dam, and dam, its pigo, is in shir hazoya, so also when you're thinking about drinking the dam, the shir pigo is totally in the hazoya of the dam. Shir lemaisa is a bigger chiddush, because lemaisa, what you're planning on doing is not zrika, so lechor you need the shir of the achila. You're not doing an achila bechal on the dam. You have to think about lechol midomai lemocher. That's not called an achila bechal by dam. When which zman is tolyan? So that's tolyan the zman of the chefza. But you have to think about doing the achila chutz zmanoi. So you need to do an achila and dam. If you think to do the zrika chutz zmanoi, so it's a shir and zrika. But instead of thinking about zrika, you're thinking about achila. So it's also not an achila and dam. Okay, shir azoya zmash is very little dam. You didn't think to do an achila and that dam. That's a big chiddush of the Sfasemes. The Mikdash David are not this way. The Mikdash David, even though he had a tzad, that by the zmanim, it's telling the zman of the chefza, but the shir needs to be in the shir of achila. So that he cleared, that dam, do we go with revius? Because the lashon of the pasuk is achila, so therefore you need a kezayis. But you need something which is called an achila in the dam. And so Sasemis was mechadish, you don't even need an achila in the dam, you just need the shir of dam. And you think about drinking the shir of dam for zrika. Lemachar, that's already machsheves pigel. Another point here on the sugya, the Gemara says that what do the Rabbanan do with the drasha of Ye'ochel Ye'ochel? The Gemara says two answers. First answer, the Gemara in the meaning of Amud Beis, the Gemara says, Leishnoki mechashe v'loshen achila l'mizbeach, Leishnoki mechashe v'loshen aktar l'mizbeach. That when you think about the achilas mizbeach, you don't need to dafka think b'loshen aktara. You also could think b'loshen achila, that the mizbeach should eat it. That I'm shechir amenas the mizbeach shei deimurim lemachar. That's also considered machsheves pigo. So Taisus by us has a stira to the Gemara in Zvachan Daf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara there learns out of a pasuk that chishir amenas shteichleyu eish is considered machsheves pigo, because it says teichleyu eish loy nupach. That also achilas eish is called achila. So once we know that achilas eish is called achila, why do we need a specific ribui by us to say that you could think b'lashon achila l'mizbeach? For sure, because harei achilas eish is called achila. So Taisus has two answers to this question. First answer is that even though the Gemara learns out of a pasuk there that achilas eish is called achila, it's only if you mention the word eish. Amenas yechleyu ha'eish. But if you say amenas yechleyu ha'mizbeach, even though for sure you are referring to the fire of the Mizbeach, because you didn't say the fire, you just said that the Mizbeach eats, so it's not considered a Machsheves Pigo. You know, we only have a Riboy for Achilas Eish, it's called an Achila. And in Pigo, it's not enough what you're referring to, you need to speak it out. So if you didn't mention the word Eish, it would not be Pigo. Kamash Malon or Gemara, and even if you say Teichleyu HaMizbeach, it's still Pigo. That's the first answer of Taisus. Taisus has another answer. That the sugars are talking about different things. The Gemara in Zvachim is referring to basar. Basar is then is to be have achilas hediot. People are supposed to eat it. They're not out of a pasuk there. Even if you say that you'll burn the the basar on your bonfire, it's also considered an achila. It's an achilas hedyot. And you don't need davke the achila of people. You can even have the achila of a fire. That's the sugya there. But shenki by us, the sugya is talking about emurim. Emurim need haktara on the mizbeach. Says Tosfos that even after our sugya, even after the pasuk by us, if a person says that he's sheikh and amenas to be meichel ve'emurim to his bonfire, so it's not going to be machshavas pigel. Because emurim, their din is to be eaten on the mizbeach. That's their place of achila. So the sugya there is talking about achilas eish hedyot. And it's a riboy that by basar, you can think about achilas eish hedyot. Sugya by us is referring to achilas emurim, which their din is on the mizbeach. What was nischadish is that even though you didn't say Akhtara, rather you said Achilas Mizbeach, so that's still considered a Machshava. And that's the opinion of Tosfos. So according to Tosfos, there are two types of Machshavas Achilas Eish. One is by saying Eish al Hedyot, and that works for Basar. That's Sugi and Zvachim. And Sugi by us is referring to Achilas Eish al Mizbeach, or just Achilas Mizbeach. You don't need to mention Dafka Eish. And that works for Emurim. However, the Achronim, the Karnayer, and other Achronim point out that the Rambam argues. The Rambam doesn't bring down two machshavas of Eish. Mashmoyis, the Rambam is that it only works for Emurim, not for Basar. Rambam says that if you think Tzir Echati Zayis and Timakter Echati Zayis, the Rambam is Tzarif, the Rambam Perak Yudalad, Tzulei Mugdashim, Halacha Yud. Imo Yitziu Balashin Achila V'Omar, Shiyoichal Kechati Zayis, V'toichal Eish Chati Zayis, Her Eilu Mitzarfin. So when you think to be makti rechati zayis and irechati zayis, you're not mitzarif. But if you think that the eish should irechati zayis and yul irechati zayis, then they are mitzarif. So it sounds like it's going on emurim. The akhtara by emurim was not mitzarif with the achila of basar, but achilas eish by emurim is mitzarif with the achila of basar. So mashal had in the Rambam, that it works only by emurim. I have to know if you the Rambam, why is it different than achilas klavim? The Gemara says there in Zvachim Daf Lamed Aleph that if a person thinks amanas sheichleu klavim lemochar, it's considered an achila. It's considered a machshava. We're learning that of a pasuk by Yizevel that the klavim eat Yizevel. That klavim eating basar is also called achila. So the mice that the Rambam brings that down that you think by for basar, that it should be eaten by klavim, it's considered a machshava. So once we have a pasuk that says that achilas eish is considered an achila, why do we assume that's only by achilas emurim and not by achilas basar? We see that the ribuyim of the pasuk refer to achilas basar by klavim. If achilas klavim can be considered an achila by basar, why can achilas eish not be considered an achila by basar? It seems that I'm held that there are different types of actions. I would define them in English is achilas adam or achilas klavim, achilas behema, we'd call consumption. You eat the food, and you don't just, you it's not just that the food is no longer here. It was consumed by you, it became a part of you. It went into your body, it went into your esophagus, went into your stomach, became a part of the person's body through eating the food. That's called consumption. When a fire eats something, even though we learn out of a pasuk, that fire is also called achila, but it's a different type of achila. Fire doesn't consume the food. The fire devours the food. It makes that it's no longer here. It burns it up. It's turned into ashes. The food didn't become part of the fire. Food disappeared, sort of, after being burnt by the fire. So it's a different type of achila. So the Rambam held that emurim, their mitzvah is to be burnt. So we learn out of a pasuk that also it's called achilas eish. It's, you can call it blushin achila, because that's another way to refer to it. But it's the eishes, the fire's eating, we only have by emurim. If you want the fire to eat basar, that's a different type of achila. The din of basar is to be consumed, not to be devoured. The din of emurim is to be devoured. So you can refer to emurim, instead of referring to it as akhtara, you can refer to it as achilas eish. Because that's the same type of result that happens to the emurim, that they get devoured and not consumed. Shaking by basar, you have to think about consumption. And therefore, you can even think about achilas behema, but that's also a form of consumption. Al Kopanim, this is the opinion of the Rambam. And the Rambam holds that you can't think about Basar, Balashan Achilas Eish. And the only thing we have by Achilas Eish is Emurim. So the Keren Era asks on the Rambam that on the Rambam is going to be shver the question of Tesis. Tesis asked that why do we need two psukim? Enough with the pasuk over there, the Sigin Zvachim. Why do we need a new Ribui Bayatsk? And the Rambam, this question is shver. The answer of Tesis doesn't work for the Rambam. Tesis said one is by Basar, one is by Emurim. The Rambam says that it only works for Emurim. So in Cain, why do we need two psukim? So the Skarav here in Sensels, he's not going on the Rambam, he's going on the question of Tesis. He wants to answer the question of Tesis. Why do we need two psukim? Says the Biskarov, there's a big nafkamina whether you're thinking Balashan Achilas Eish, or whether you're thinking Balashan Achilas Mizbeach. What's the nafkamina? Says the Biskarov, first we'll start with one nafkamina. More later on, Dav Chavav says when you're Makti or Koimetz or anything that needs Akhtara, that even before the thing gets burnt into ashes, you're Mekayim the Din Akhtara. Koimetz may Masar Mati Shirayim Ba'achila. The time the Koimetz is Matur the Shirayim, the time when it's called the Kima Akhtara in the Koimetz, is even before the Koimetz is entirely burnt. So Machlekes Amorayim, whether it's enough with Mashla or B'Niksasai, or you need Mashla or B'Rubay. It's enough that the fire caught on to a chelik of the Koimetz, or you need the fire to be caught on to a rave of the Koimetz. That's a machlokes later on in the Chavav and Beis. But says the Brisker Rav, that's only a kiyum mitzad, the din of Achilas Mizbeach. It's a kiyum in the Akhtara of the Chavtza when it's mashla or when the fire caught onto it, even though the Chavtza is still here. But when you're thinking about Achilas Eish, then you need to think that it gets burnt entirely. The way fire devours something is when it burns it into a crisp, when it turns it into ashes. That's when it got devoured by the fire. So we talk about this simple achila that happens through a fire, it needs to be burnt entirely. But if you think belasha in achilas mizbeach, then you think about the kiyum aktorah that it has. The kiyum aktorah happens earlier. That happens by mashla or b'miksasai, or mashla or b'rubai. So we need the ribui by us to say that you could think about it belasha in achilas mizbeach for the nafkaminas, that it happens at the achilas mizbeach, which can happen at a previous stage, an earlier stage to the stage of achilas eish. That's what nafkamina the Biskarov says. Another nafkamina he says is the Shitas Rashi earlier on Daf Yud Aleph, that when a person is thinking machsheves pigel about levina, so Rashi holds that you do not need to think about a kizayis. Even though normally machsheves pigel is b'kizayis, but because the kima of levina is in less than that, with one kairet or shnei karten, so the shear of the machshavas could be the shear of the mukter. And you can have a machshava about less than a kezayis. Says the Briskarav, that's only if you think b'lashon haktara, or you think b'lashon achilas mizbeach. So we all want to know, when is this kind of haktaras halavoyna? So that's enough with one kairet or shnei karten. Masha'in kain, when you think about achilas eish, b'lashon achilas eish, then you need to think for the shear of achila. Shir Achilas b'kezayis. Biskarov says a third nafkamina. If you think to do Shvichas Shirayim tomorrow, or Nisach Hayayim tomorrow, it's Machsheves Pigel. If you think Beloshen Achilas Eish, so it's not a Machsheva Bechlal, because they're not eaten by the Eish. Shirayim you pour on the side of the Mizbeach, and Nisachim you pour into holes that are on top of the Mizbeach. So there's no Achilas Eish. If you think Balashoin Achilas Mizbeach, that works. That's also a form of Achilas Mizbeach. Those are the Nafkaminas Biskarov says to the question of Tesis. You don't need to say one is by Basar, one is by Emurim. It could be all by Emurim. But there are two different forms of Machshava. One is Machshava about Achilas Eish, and then you need the Kiyum of Eish, and it needs to be burned to a crisp, and it needs a Kezayis, and it does not work for things that are not burnt. It was a schadish by us, so you could think b'lashon achilas mizbeach, and that's enough for the kim of the achilas mizbeach on it. So that's his answer to the question of Tesis. The way it's brought down in the stencils is that it's not an answer on the Rambam Shita, but it's a question on Tesis. The Minchas Avram brings down the Briskrav as a answer to the question to the Shita of the Rambam. The Karen Ayer asks on the Rambam, why do we need the second pasuk? Answered, and the Rav said that it's a nafkamina for these nafkaminas. Second pasuk was mechadish to me that I could think b'lashon achilas mizbeach, and therefore even though it's not considered an achilas ish, but as long as it's a achilas mizbeach like a mashal or b'miksasay that's called an achilas mizbeach, even though it's not an achilas ish, that's still considered a machshav. Very luchar is a nice character to the Rambam. However, the lashon of the Rambam is that you think b'lashon achilas ish. The Rambam does not quote thinking b'lashon achilas mizbeach. So it sounds like from the Rambam that you need to think b'lashon achilas ish. And there's not kaminas of the Brisker Rav, he doesn't hold of. So how does the Rambam explain our sugya? It's back shver. How come the Rambam left out the din of achilas mizbeach? The Rav said a pshat in the sugya that this pasuk is needed to tell me that even when there's not an achilas ish, as long as you have achilas mizbeach. But the Rambam Maizek quotes achilas ish, which is a sugya in Zvachim. And he left out our sugya. So the heart of what seems more glad than the Rambam is what the Karanera says. That the Rambam learned that there are two to draw him in the Gemara. The first tarot of the Gemara was nafkamina for achilas mizbeach. Second derech of the Gemara is nafkamina for kizayis. And the Rambam paskan like the second teretz, like the inami. Hari the Neis Akelim say that always when there are two lishnas in the Gemara, the derech of the Rambam is to pass on the lishna batzra. So it also be very glad in our sugya. The Rambam left in Echanami. What's with the teretz of the word of achilas mizbeach? Like the Brisker Rav says, the nafkaminas even when there's no achilas ish. But the halacha, that's not true. The halacha, we don't hold to that teretz. We only hold to the inami. So the only way that machsheves achilas ish works is mitzad the ish. Like the Sugiyim Zvachim. And that's what the Rambam says, you need to think B'lashon Achilas Eish. There's another point here that's mentioned at the end of this thesis. It's again really more to other Sugiyas, just to mention it quickly, that thesis points out, from the Sugiyim Zvachim, the Flamin Aleph, that you could be mitztarif a Chatzi Zayis Basar and a Chatzi Zayis Eimurim for Machsheves Pigel. As long as both of them are in the same Lashon of Achila, if you think, Amanas Lechol Chatzi Zayis Basar, V'lechol ha'esh, chatzizai se'imurim, it's mitzarif. Taisa says, Shekachi asfara de mitzarifin, came with ikri achila, it's rabbi achi b'lashon achila be'imurim. If both of them are called achila, they can be mitzarif, even though it's basar and imurim. It's a very interesting chiddush. The shasemis there in Zvachim is v'ayra, that it's not so mistaver. Taisa says here, it is mistaver. That, for instance, we see the din of ein basar, ein dam. You need to have a kezayis of basar left in the karban. And for this din, we need a whole kezayis of basar or a whole kezayis of emurim. Chatzizayis of basar and chatzizayis of emurim are not mitzarif, because they have different dinim. So it's also l'chor l'gabi pickle, we would say, that it's true you're thinking to do the same thing to them, but they have different aspects of the carbon. One of them needs achila, and one of them needs haktara. So that for the carbon, they're aiming for different things. And yet they can be mitzarif. It's a chiddush that tziruv is enough that as long as I'm finding some connection between them, even though that's not really what they're aimed for, but because I speak about them b'lashon achila, so I found some common denominator between the basar and the emurim. That's enough for them to be mitzarif. Another point here is the second derech of the Gemara. The Gemara says that the pasuk here is needed to tell me that just like achilas b'kezayis, also haktaras b'kezayis. So when I understand this, there's a machlekes later on of chavavim and beis machlekes amorayim. If yesh haktara b'chusam b'kezayis or ain haktara b'chusam b'kezayis, when a person is makti or koymitz, and each time you're makti less than a kezayis, you cut the koymitz in half, and each time you're makti less than a kezayis, machlekes whether it's kosher or not. So from Riyata, we would say that our Gemara is going to remind Omar that ein aktar b'chusam mikazayis. That's why you need to think about a kazayis. However, Tosfos later on in Daf Nunches says that no, that even the man Omar that yesh aktar b'chusam mikazayis agrees that for machsheves pigol, you need to think about a kazayis. Like the Gemara says by us, and the Gemara learns it out of a pasuk. Meaning it's true that when you do your own aktara, it's considered a kim aktara, even in less than a kazayis. But Machsheves pigol, the Torah told you that you need to think about a more chashev aktara. You need to think of davka about aktara v'kezayis. That's teis and avnunches. And l'chayr tzfakert, that l'man d'omar yesh aktara b'chusam mikezayis, we understand why we need the riboy to say here that you need to think about it kezayis. But when you're makdir, you also need to be makdir a kezayis. And Taisa says there in Dafnun Ches, that he learns it out of a different pasuk. You need to be makdir a kezayis. So why do we need here a riboy to say that machsheves pigel needs a kezayis? Hey, for sure. If you can't be makdir less than a kezayis in the carbon, when you'll do it, it won't be a ki maktara. Then for sure, then when you think about it, then it's not considered a machsheves pigel. So Zeir Minchas Avrami brings from Yashaber that the nafkamina by Levoina. Hare Levoina, if you only have a kairit or shnei karton of Levoina, you could be makter it, according to the different tanoim. And yet, from Achsheves Pigel by Levoina, the shita of the Rambam is, you always need to think about a kezayitz. So by Levoina, we found a case that everyone agrees, Yeshak Torah B'chusam Yikazayitz, and we need the pasuk to say, you still need to think about a kezayitz. Says, that's very good, if you the Rambam. But Rashi earlier on Daf Yud Aleph argues on the Rambam. Rashi, the Maisa holds that Machsheves Pigel by Levoina is Bekayud Echad or Bishnei Kartin. And you do not need to think about a Kezayis. So Lefi Rashi, Hadra Kushal Aduchte. Lemanda Omar Ein Akhtar Bechusami Kezayis. Why do we need a Ribu in our Sugya to say that you Machsheves Pigel is about a Kezayis? So he says there, the Minchas Avram, that even though the Ein Akhtar Bechusami Kezayis, it doesn't mean that a Mais Akhtar needs a Kezayis. So if you have two koyanim, each one of them is holding half a kezayis of the koybetz. And they both throw at the same time their half a kezayis into the fire, and it gets burnt. So vada, that's kosher. The chisorn of enektor b'chusim kezayis is only mitzad the cheftza. That you need to make your kezayis of the cheftza. But mitzad the maisa of the gavra, it's kosher even in less than a kezayis. So im kain, it says the Minchas Avraham that we can think that from achsheves pigel, it's enough to think to do a Maisak Torah. Who says you need a Kiyam in the Cheftza? Kamash Mulan, that you need to think about Dafka Kezayis. You need to have a Kiyam Akhtara in the Cheftza. Oh. There's one other point, though, related to this. In the way the Rambam brings down this din, Ha'ara, very Choshev Ha'ara in the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Perak Yudalib Shulim Mugdashim Alacha Yir. Ein Achila Abchusani Kezayis. V'loi Akhtara Abchusani Kezayis. A klal. Achila needs kezayis, and Akhtar needs kezayis. Lefikach, therefore, hamechashev lechom yavah haray l'achila pachos mikezayis. If a person thinks to eat basar less than a kezayis, oy shechishiv lahaktir yavah haray l'aktara pachos mikezayis. Bein machsheves hazman, bein machsheves makoyim hazev ech kosher. Because we know that achila and aktara both amid a kezayis. Therefore, Machsheves Pigel has to be a Kezayis. It's before Lehed in the Rambam, that the Machsheves Pigel is on a Kezayis, is not a Xeris HaKosov, a din that was said in Machsheves Pigel. Rather, it's based on a klal in the Korban. The Korban needs an Achil of Kezayis, and needs a Haktar of Kezayis, and therefore, when you think Machsheves Pigel, you need to think about the Kiyum din of the Korban. Akim of Achila and the Karban. And Achila and Akhtar, each one of them is the Kezayis. That's the way the Rambam learned the Pasuk by us. How does it work with the Mount Omar, Yesh Akhtar, B'chusam, Kezayis? I don't know. That's the Ara. But the Rambam, the way learned the Gemara by us, is telling us the Yisoid of Ein Akhtar, B'chusam, Kezayis. That Akhtar and Achila need a Kezayis, and therefore Machsheves Pigel also has to be a Kezayis. That's the way the Rambam learned. The way the Rambam, with the other Nafkamina that I know of, by achila, what does that mean? Ein achila b'chusam mikazayis. You need to eat a kazayis of the korban. The Beis Halevi brings a raya that you can kind of the mitzvah of achilas kachim even less than a kazayis. The Gemara says by the lechem aponim, the kohanim got kipul, which is a bean, which is less the size of it than a kazayis. And the Soma is kind of the mitzvah of achilas kachim. So what does the Rambam mean that ein achila b'chusam mikazayis? It could be the Rambam is referring to the din of Rabbi Yeshua. That says ein basar ein dam. If you lost all the basar, you can't do zrika. But if there's a kezayis of basar or a kezayis of emurim, then you could do zrika. So you see there that betz and the korban requires an achila of a kezayis of basar and requires an achila of kezayis of emurim. So when you have the kezayis, it's considered that there's yesh basar to do a zrika. Could be that's what the Rama means about the klal of ein achilu b'chusa mikazayis and ein aktar b'chusa mikazayis. It's a necessary amount mitzad the karba. But HaKabonim, it's more in the Rambam, that the gedu, the drasha by us, isn't exerts a kosev and pigel, but it's because the shear in the carbon of achila and aktara is bekazayis, but mela, the machshava is also bekazayis. One last very quick ha'ara on the daf today, that the Gemara brings down the Vir Belezer, that there's a machshavas pigel about lishtais midomai lemochar. Because according to Rabbi Elazar, you could think me'achilas mizbeach la'adam, so you could think also lishtais midomai lemochar would also be considered machshavas pigel. Chari, this is a ara on Reb Chaim. Biskarov brings b'shem Reb Chaim that machshava about dam, says Reb Chaim, about zrika lemochar, is not midin achilas mizbeach. Chaim said zrika is not called an achilas mizbeach. But machshava about zrika lemochar works midin mechashvin me'avoida la'avoida. You could think to do the avoidas hazrika lemochar. But zrika itself is not considered an achilas mizbeach. That's what Biskarov says over b'shem Reb Chaim. So in Cain, how could the Gemara say by Yosef Yerba Lezer that because mechashin miachilas mizbeach la'adam, so it's also considered machshavas pigel, you think lishtais midama lemochar. Hare dam zin is not to have an achilas mizbeach. The din of dam is it has an avoidas zrika, but it's not midin achilas mizbeach. So a very big question on Reb Chaim. So we have to say that the Gemara is not referring to the zrika, the dam of zrika. Hare, the Bistrov also brings b'shem Reb Chaim that that zrika is not mitzad achilas mizbeach, rather mitzad mechashen miavoida la'avoida is only the ikar zrika of the korban. But shvichas shirayim, if a person shechs avanas lishpech shirayim lemachar, that about works mitzad achilas mizbeach. Only when there's a matir, Reb Chaim said, it doesn't work mitzad achilas mizbeach, rather mitzad the avodas hamatir. And she ain't gain by shirayim, which is not considered, which is not a matir. So then it is considered an achilas mizbeach. So we could say that the Gemara by us that talks about lishtois mi domoi lemochar, that if machshev is pigel if you're belezer, because you're mechashen miachilas mizbeach leachilas adam, it's referring to the dam of shirayim. The dam that's going to be used for shirayim, I want to drink that dam, so that dam is oimid for achilas mizbeach. Therefore, you can also think about it for achilas adam. Ad kan for today.
Menachos Tav Yud Zayin. Charifi de Pompadiso tell us a chiddush over here. Haktara mefagelos haktara, vafil l'rabbanan de amri ein mefaglim bechatsi matir. Hani mili hechi dechishev bei bishirayim ulevoina b'milsa kaima. Ava hocha dechishev lo b'levoina. Which means if he has machshavas pigel b'shas that he's makter the klimitz, the machshav is to be makter the levoina chutz zmanoy. The din is that the mincha is nispagel, and included in this din are two chidushim. The first chidush is that even though he's mefagel from the klimitz to the levoina, still that's a machshavas pigel. And the second chidush is even though the rabbanon hold a mefagel mechatzi matir, here this is considered a pigel in a matir shalim. As far as the first chiddush, over here you're mefagel lecher from one matter to another matter. So Rashi later on in Dibur Maskal Kechad Domu, Rashi is mevur that the chiddush of Charifi de Pumbadis is only b'das the Rabbanon, not b'das the Rabbeisi. We saw machlekes between Rabbeisi and the Rabbanon, and after Gimel Amud Aleph from the beginning of the Perek, the case where he was kaimetz the Samincha with the machshava to be makter the Levoina Chutz is manoy. The sheet of Rabbeisi is aimed by Karis because he's being mefagel from one matter to another matter. The sheet of the Chacham is that he's chayiv karis, it is pigol. The Rabbanon hold in this case is no chisaron of ein matter mefagel as a matter. Rashi is mevor that the din of the charif of the pumpadisa is only b'das the Rabbanon, not b'das Reb Yosi. Now, if we go back to the top of the Omid, Rashi in Dibur Masel Haktar mefagel as Haktara, Rashi over there explains va'afagav the ein matter mefagel as a matter, even though the charif should not be able to be mefagel from the kaimus to the levino because ein matter mefagel as a matter, still the charif of pumpadisa say that you can. And here right away we can ask the question, Rashi himself says later on that the chiddush of Charif of the Pumbadis is not like Reb Yosi, it's going in the sheet of the Chachamim, and the Chacham in the first mission of the Perek hold that you can't be mefagel from the Kaimitz to the Levina. So what's Rashi bothered by over here that the Chir ain't matter mefagel as a matter? The Torah says Rashi was bothered by that which you see in the Mishnah on the Tezvav Amunalf, that you cannot be mefagel from one keves to another keves. And as we saw, the one that for Gimel on Mabez is Mavur, that everyone's masking to that din, even if the Chacham will hold. In the case of the first Mishnah, you can be mefagel from the Kaimus to the Levino, but they're masking you can't be mefagel from one keves to another keves. And that's what Rashi is saying over here. Even though the Rabbanan are maskim, ein matir mufagel asamatir, by the case of the kfasim, but be here by the kaimitz and levino, you could be mufagel from one to another one. Now the problem still remains that we saw the Gemara daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis explains what is the pshat. Why is it that the Chacham are maskim to the Mishnah daf Tezvav? Yet in daf Yud Gimel they hold that you cannot be mufagel from the kaimitz to the levino. So the Gemara explains already in daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis is the chilik between the case of kaimitz and levino where it's ikvu becharmano, mashenk and the kfasim are not ikvu becharmano. That's exactly what Rashi says over here in this Rashi, Haktar Mefagel Saktara. The chilik between the kaimitz and levino in the case of the kfasim is because the kaimitz and levino is ikvu becharmano. However, the question would still remain, so what exactly were Harif and the Pumbatisa coming to be mechadish to us over here? We saw already this chilik on daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, and furthermore, the steer between the Mishnayis is mechayif to say such a chilik. In the Mishnah on daf Yud Gimel, we have machaikis between the Chacham and Rabbi Yosi. The Mishnah on daf Tezvav, everyone is masking that you cannot be mefagel from one keves to another keves. A karach of the chilik is, like the Gemara says in Yud Gimel Amud Beis, that kaimitz and levaina were ikvu b'chad manah. If so, what exactly are Harif and the Pumbatisa mechadish more than that which we know already? This is the first shayla which has to be clarified. And the second shayla, along the same lines, what is the pshat in the mandam who argues on Harif of the Pumbadisa? The Gemara B'Hemshech over here brings Rav Menashe Bar Gada said b'shem Rav Chizdo, ein aktar mefagel saktara. It's not simply the pshat because ein mefagel mechatzi matter. Rather, he says, even if you hold like a mirror that mefagel mechatzi matter, still you cannot be mefagel from one aktara to the other aktara. As he explains, hanim ilihechi dechishib hu b'shirayim, the kaimitz matter did hu. You can mufagel from the kmitza to the shirayim because the kaimitz is matter the shirayim. Avlhacha the kaimitz lav matter the levinahu loy matzim mufagel bei. You cannot be mufagel from the kaimitz to the levinah because the kaimitz is not a matter on the levinah. And the Gemara wants to bring a raya to this shita from now which you cannot be mufagel from one keves to another keves. And the Gemara's matcha you don't have a raya. Hosam leikva bechad mono. Avlhacha the ikva bechad mono ki chadomu. The Gemara says you don't have a raya from kfasim to kaimitz and levinah because kaimitz and levinah was ikva bechad mono. Rakapam the Gemara's mevuer that if you do hold like this shita, like Rav Menashe Bar Gada b'shem Rav Chizda, even though the kaimitz and levina were ikvu b'chad mono, still you cannot be mefagel from one to the other. If so, the kashya would be, what is the pshat in the Mishnah? How could the Chacham in the Mishnah daf Yud Gimel hold that you could be mefagel from the kmitza to the levina? This kashya is asked by the Shita Mekubetzes over here in Ois Hei. So to summarize, we have two kashyas, which is really one. Firstly, what is the pshat in the Harifa de Pumbadiso? What would be mechadish to us more than that which we see from the Mishnah daf Yud Gimel? And secondly, where is the room to argue on Harifa de Pumbadisa? If you don't hold of the svar that ikfa b'chad mana helps to be mefagel from one matter to another matter, why would it be that in the Mishnah it does help, and the Mishnah Chacham you could be mefagel from the kaimitz to the levina? So there are two basic psuutim to answer this kasha. The first is the mahalach of the Shita Mekubetzes over here. He says the teretz of this kasha is that there's a chilik between the case of the Mishnah and Daf Yud Gimel, where the machshava was during the kmitza, to the case of Harifa de Pumbadisa, where the machshava was during the aktara. And that is, the case in Daf Yud Gimel, where the Machshav was during the Kmitza, at that point in time, both the Kaimitz and the Levina were in the Kli together, and therefore over there, everyone is maskim, that the fact that they're together in the Kli helps to make it into one, and he can mefagel from the Kaimitz to the Levina. Mashenki, in the case when he's mefagel b'shas naktar of the Kaimitz, at that point the Kaimitz and the Levina are not together in the Kli anymore, they're according to the Shita that argues on Harif of the Pumbadisa, they hold that there's no longer a Milo of that which they were once together in the Kli, if right now they're not together in the Kli, there is no longer any maila, and therefore you cannot be mefagel from one to the other. Now there is a problem of being mefagel from one matter to another matter. This case will not be any different than the case of the kfasim, where everyone is maskim, that you cannot be mefagel from one keves to another keves. This is the teres that the Shita Mekubetzes gives to explain the Shita of Rav Chizda b'shem Rav. This obviously would be a teres as well to the first kasha, where is the chiddush of Harif of the Pumbadisa? Oh, the mechadish is more than that which we saw in the Mishnah in Daf Yud Gimel. The chiddush is that even in this case, the Kaimitz and Levain are not together in the Kli right now at the time of the Akhtara. Still, we see that since they are once together in the Kli, you can mefagel from the Kaimitz to the Levaino. That's not a problem of Ein Matir mefagel as a Matir. This is one Mahalach, the Mahalach of the Shita Mekubetzes. There's another Mahalach which is brought in the Tosis of Rabbi Kiveger on the Mishnah in Zvachim Perek Dar Mishnah Gimel. He's brought a baker according to the Shita of Rav Chizda Amar Rav that you cannot be mefagel from the Akhtara's Kaimitz to the Akhtara's Levaino. If so, what is the Pshat in the Mishnah in Daf Yud Gimel? So Kreger explains based on the Taisis which we saw, Taisis in Daf Yudad Omer Aleph, Dibur Maschal Va'Levaina, Taisis is Mechadish over there, that one cannot be Makter the Levaina before he does the Kmitza. Although he can be Makter the Levaina before he's Makter the Kmitz, but he cannot be Makter the Levaina before he does the Maisa Kmitza, and therefore Kreger explains with Dasar Chizda Merav, that in the Mishnah in Daf Yud Gimel, there's a Chacham hold, you could be Mefagel from the Kmitza to the Akhtar of the Levaina, because the Maisa Kmitza is considered to be a Matter on the Akhtar's Levaina. That wouldn't be considered being mefagel from one matter to another matter, there being mefagel from a matter to a niter, the kmitz of the kaimitz is a matter of the aktaras levino, therefore you could be mefagel. Now, according to this mahalach of Rabbi Kiviger, we should point out that the Gemara in Daf Yud Gimel Mabez, which says the chilik between the shita of the Chacham and the Mishnah in Daf Yud Gimel, and now which the Mishnah says in Daf Tezvov, that you cannot be mefagel from one keves to another keves, the chilik is that in the Mishnah in Daf Yud Gimel it's ikfu b'char mono, that Gemara will not fit with the shita of Rav Chisda Amar Rav. Rav Chisda Amar Rav does not understand that's the pshat in the Rabbanan in the Mishnah in Daf Yud Gimel, that it has anything to do with ikfu b'char mono. If ikfu b'char mono was a milo, then it would help also to be mefagel from the Akhtaris Kaimitz to the Akhtaris Levoina. If Chizdom Rav holds the Pshan Rabbanon has nothing to do with Ikfa Bechan Mono, it's a different reason. It's because the Kmitz is considered to be a matter for the Akhtaris Levoina, as opposed to the Akhtaris Kaimitz as not a matter for the Akhtaris Levoina. That's why the Chacham holds it could only be Mefaga from the Kmitz of the Kaimitz to the Akhtaris Levoina, not from the Akhtaris Kaimitz to the Levoina. Now, according to this Mahalach of Rabbi Kiviger, Harifa de Pimpatisa who do hold that there's a mile of Ikfa Bechan Mono, they do hold that that's the chilik between the Mishnah and Daf Yud Gimel and the Mishnah and Daf Tezvov. According to this, they weren't really being moisif any chilish more than that which we see from the Gemara and Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis. Harifi the Pumbatis are also maskim, that's the pshan of the Mishnah and Daf Yud Gimel, that is because ikfu b'char mano. They are moisif an additional case, and it also works in the case where you're makter the kaimitz, amnas to be makter the levoina. But that doesn't seem to be more of a chilish than the case where you're kaimitz, amnas to be makter the levoina. Only according to the Shita B'Kubetzes, that there's a svar to be mechalik between the two cases. If you go al derech this Rabbi Kiviger, that there's no svar to be mechalik. So the Harifa of the Pumbatisa really were just telling us the same which the Gemara tells us in Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, that there's a mile of ikfu b'char mono, and therefore they tell us that mamela din will also be true when you're mefagel b'shas na'aktor of the kaimitz to be makel v'vayin chutz zmanoy for the same reason because it's ikfu b'char mono. Now we just have to add that according to Rabbi Kiviger, where exactly is machlekes in the Mishnah between the Chacham and Rabbi Yosi? So the Gemara tells us in Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis that Rabbi Yosi holds that since you could be makter the levoina before the aktaras kaimitz, therefore akarcha the kaimitz is not considered to be a matter on the levoina. Now you don't have to say that Rabbi Yosi argues on the Chachamim, like Rabbi Kiviger explains with that the Chachamim, they hold that you cannot be makter the levoina before you do the kmitza. Rabbi Yosi could be maskim to that you cannot be makter the levoina before the maisa kmitza. Yet still he holds that since you could be makter the levoina before you're makter the kaimitz, that would prove to us that the kaimitz is not considered to be a matter on the levoina. That which does a hakpada that you cannot be makter the levoina before you do the kmitza, it wouldn't be right that the kaimitz is a matter for the levoina. If it had been a matter, then you would also have to have been makter it before the levoina. Akarcha, it's not considered a matter. That would be the svar of Rabbi Yosi. Akavam, these are the two mahalchim in the sugyo, the mahalch of the Shita B'Kubetzes and the mahalch of Rabbi Kiviger, had to understand this machlokes between Harifa de Pumbatisa and Rav Chisda Amar Rav. Now there's another inyan in this sugyo of Harifa de Pumbatisa, which generates a lot of discussion in the Achayinim. And that is that back on the Mishnah Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, we saw the Mishnah says that if your kaimitz is a mincha with the machshav of lechol shirayim chutz zmanoy, or to be makter the kaimitz chutz zmanoy, then everyone agrees that's machshav of spiegel. That's not a machshav from one matter to another matter. The machaikas of Chaman Ibrasi is in a case where your kaimitz is a mincha to be makter l'dvoyna l'machar. It is a machaikas whether it's an issue of matter mefagalas a matter. Like upon him, the question the Achrayim ask is that according to the Shita of the Rambam, the Achrayim is only mefagal b'chazi matter. The Shita of the Rambam, as we saw, is that in all four avodas of the kaimitz, they have a parallel by the Levoina. Not just the Haktorah, that's the Shita of Rashi and Taisis. Rashi and Taisis hold that only Haktorah has the parallel of Haktorah's Levoina. They hold that the rest of the Avodas do not have a parallel, therefore any Avodah which was done in the Kaimitz is considered a full matter. The Rambam, however, holds that all four Avodas, you have to be Mechashiv both in the Kaimitz and the Levoina, in order for it to be considered a Pigol Mechatzi matter. So what about in the case of the first Mishnah of the Parak? So the Taisis Yantif on that Mishnah addresses the question, and he says, in the ratio of the Mishnah where it says Moedir Rabbi Yosi, he explains Rabbi Yosi means to say that according to the Shita of Rav Meir that mefagel mechatzi matter, in this case it would be machshav es pigel because there's no issue of matter mefagel es a matter. However, the Taisus Yontif asks, what about in the second case of the Mishnah, your mechashav in the kmitza to be makted l'levoina chutz zmanoy, over there it's a machlokes, according to the Chacham it is pigel, and the question is, it's not mistabed to say that the Chacham over there are going in the Shita of Rav Meir, there's a stam Mishnah of the Chacham and Daf Tezayin who argue on Rav Meir. They hold that a mefagel mechatzi matter. If so, what would be the pshat in the case of the Mishnah over there? The chur is still only a pigol mechatzi matter. So we mentioned over there already, the Biskrov says, you could say the pshat in the Mishnah is, enechami, there really was a second machshava in the likut levoino. That's what the Mishnah means to differentiate between the two cases. In the ratio, we did the kmitz amanas lechol mishayorel lemachar, or to be back to the kaimitz lemachar, and then he had the exact same machshava in the likut levoino also, lechol shirel lemachar, or to be back to the levoino lemachar. There's no issue of mefagel mechatzi matter because he had a machshava both in the kaimitz and in the likut levoina, and the Rashi says that since both of those machshavas were valid machshavas, it wasn't mefagel from one matter to another matter, so there everyone agrees that it's machshava spiegel, In the next case, where he's mechashiv b'shas the kmitza to be makter the levoina lemachar, that's where there's a machlekes for basing the chachamim, because he's mechashiv from one matter to another matter. So even if there's no issue of mefagim mechatzi matter because he had a second machshava b'shas the leik levoina, he had a machshava to be makter the levoina lemachar. But still, since the first machshava was from one matter to another matter, and that machshava is not a machshava spiegel, therefore according to Rebbeisi, the mincha is not nispagel. This is the mahalach of the Briskarov. The Tosis Yontef, however, he wants to suggest a different mahalach. That perhaps once we get to this sugya of Charifa de Pompadiso, we could have a new teretz to this kasha. This kasha on the Rambam, l'chari, what happened to the first Mishnah, l'chari eim mefagel mechatzi matir. The teretz could be that in the second case of the Mishnah, when you're mechashiv from the kmitza to the aktoris levino, according to Charifa de Pompadiso, that's not an issue of mefagel mechatzi matir. The same way they say that aktor mefagel saktora, like the svar which they bring, kemad dechishibe bekuli matir domi, l'chari, that svar should also work in this case, when he's mefagel from the kmitza of the kmitz, to the Akhtar of the Levina, we should say Kemada Chishabe Bekula Matir Domi, and there should be no issue of Mefagl Mechatzi Matir. This is the teretz which the Tosfos Yontif wants to suggest, Bedasa Rambam. Now we should stress this would not answer the case of the Risha of the Mishnah, where he's Mechasha Beshas Kmitza on the Shiraim, that the Tosfos Yontif says differently, the Lashon of the Mishnah is Moidir Rabbeisi, the Mishnah means to say, Moidir Rabbeisi, that if you hold like the Sheet of Rameir, Rabbeisi perhaps could hold like the Sheet of Rameir. That's what the Mishnah tells us, that if there's no issue of Mefagel Mechatzi Matir, in the case of the Reisha, basically would agree to the Chacham that is Machshav Espigel. The Tosfos Yontif Beik was bothered by the second case, and that's where he says the second case we could answer for the Rambam based on the Sugya of Charifa de Pompadiso. Now he adds a further detail to Tosfos Yontif, and he says that even though the Halacha, we do not pass like Charifa de Pompadiso, we pass like the sheet of Reb Chisda Omer Rav, still he says that's only as far as Haktar Mefagel Saktaro. We hold Halacha that you cannot be Mefagel from Haktaris Koimitz to Haktaris Levina. However, in the case of the Mishnah, where we hold like the Shita of the Chachamim, that you can't be mefagel from the Kmitza of the Kaimetz to the Haktar Slovaina, for one of the two reasons which we spoke about before, either like the Shita Mekubetzes or like Rabbi Kveger, to be mechayv between the Mishnah Dafir Gimel and the Sig over here in Dafir Zayin. Barak Abayim, since you can be mechashiv in the Kmitza of the Kaimetz to be makdal Levaina Chutz Zmanai, then already the second part of the Chiddush of Charif of the Pompadiso, the fact that Kemanda Chishibe Bekuler Matir Domi, that the Tosfos Yontif says we don't necessarily paskin against that. It could be we're maskim the halacha like that svar of the Charif of the Pompadiso, and if so, this would be a teretz for the Rambam. And in the case of the Mishnah Daf Yud Gimel, he's mechashiv from the Kmitza to the Aktaris Levoina, and it is machshav espigel. If the only issue is what happened to Eim Mefagel Mechatzi Matir, for that we could use the svar of Charif of the Pompadiso, Kemanda Chishibe Bekuler Matir Domi. Maybe the halacha we do hold like that svar. This would be a teretz for the Rambam. This is the halacha of the Tosfos Yontif, and this generates a lot of discussion in the Achrenim. Well, this cheshmer of the Tosfos Yontif is correct. The Karen Arov, he brings the Tosfos Yontif and he argues, he says, Asvar v'charifi de Pompadiso, kamadachisha bebekulam matir domi, that's dafka if he's doing the Aktar of the Kaimitz and he's mechashiv from the Aktar of the Levoina, that can be considered as if he's mechashiv in the entire Aktara, of both the Kaimitz and the Levoina. If, however, he's mechashiv b'shas de Kmitza to be makta Levoina chutzes manoi, then the Asvar v'charifi de Pompadiso is not going to help to make it into a mechashav in the whole matter. Because it's not going to help to make it consider as if he was mechashiv in the Likud Levoina. He wasn't mechashiv during the Likud Levoina, and he wasn't mechashiv on the Likud Levoina. It's still going to be an issue of Eim Mefagel Mechatzi Matir. It's dafka if he's mechashiv during the Haktara of the Kaimitz, and he's mechashiv onto the Haktara of the Levoina, then we could consider as if the entire Haktara had Machshav Espigel. This is the svar of the Karen Ur to argue on the Tosfos Yontif. The Karen Ur over here really asks this as a Ha'ara, why did Charifa de Pompadiso speak specifically about a case of Haktar Mefagel Saktara? Why didn't they tell us the din if you're mechashiv b'shas kmitza to be makter l'levoina l'mochar? They should have told us that in this case also there's no issue of eim mefagel mechatzi matir because of the svar k'madachishu be'bekuler matir domi. Mishma, if you hold a derech Rashi and Tosis in the sugya, this is not a taina because if you had machshav espigel b'shas de kmitza, that already is a kulei matir. However, if you follow the sheet of the Rambam, that there's issue of chatzi matir even b'shas de kmitza, so why didn't they tell us this din as well, that if you have machshav b'shas kmitza to be makter l'levoina l'mochar, it's not an issue of chatzi matir. From here he proves it must be the pshat is because here you don't say the klal of kamanda chishuv bekuler matir domi. It's only from mechashiv from one aktara to another aktara. This is the taina of the Karen Ayra. Now it seemed difficult to understand his taina, since as we explained before, nichlal in the din of the Charifa de Pompadiso are really two chedushim, not just as far as im mefagel mechatzi matir, but also as far as being mechashiv from one matter to another matter. From the Mishnah we saw already the case where you mechashiv b'shas kmitza to be makdal levoina chutz zmanoy. However, their case, where Mechashiv b'shas the Aktar of the Kmitza, Amnas to be makdal levoina chutz zmanai, that's a greater chiddush, either because of the svar of the Shita Mekubetzes, that it's no longer together in the Kli, or like Rabbi Kveger, that the Mishnah you could have learned to pshat is, because the Kmitza is considered to be a matter for the Haktar of Slovoina, But either way, there's more of a chiddush in this case, and therefore that's why they spoke about a case of haktar mefagel saktara. So this taina of the Karen Ari would not seem to be such a taina, but al kopanim, as far as the ikur nidoin, the Karen Ari argues in the Taisa Zyanta, if he doesn't like the comparison, dafka in a case of mechashe b'shas haktara, to be makta levain l'chutz ezmanai, and now we could say, command the chishu b'vekula matter dummy, however, if you're mechashe b'shas tekmitza, to be makta levain l'chutz ezmanai, that's not going to help to make it consider as if you're mechashiv in the entire matir. The Chaz Nish, on the other hand, does hold the Derech L'Taisis Yantif, and Simen Chav Beis Sifkat Nyeralf, he says that according to the Sfar of Charif of the Pompadisa, Kaman Nechashiv B'Kulam Matir Dami, and it would be Negei also B'das Saramim if he was mechashiv B'Shas Tkmitza, to be makta levain l'chutz ezmanai, that also would be Machshev Espigal, would not be an issue of Chatzi Matir. Now, I'll speak for a few minutes of the next din of the Gemara, the Aush of Amnuna brought B'Shem Rav Chanino, as we'll see there's a Shaila in the Girsa of the Gemara. The gist that we have is Hikter Kaimitz Lahakter Levoino Lechol Shirayim Lemachar Pigol. The way Rashi learns the case is that he had two machshavis b'shas la'aktor of the Kaimitz. One machshav to be makter Levoino chutz ezmanoi, and one machshav to be the Shirayim chutz ezmanoi. And this one asks, which one of the two machshavis are being mefagel this carbon, if he's coming to tell us haktor mefagel saktoro, and that's the machshav which is mefagel, so why does he have to mention anything about the Shirayim? And if what he's coming to tell us is mefagel mechatzi matir, so let him just say that if he was makter the kaimitz, amnas tigda shirayim lemachar, that's mefagel, why does he have to mention anything about the machshava to be makter levoin nechutz ezmanoi? And this Rav Adar Bar Ava answers that either one, either machshava alone would not be enough to be mefagel the carbon, the machshava to be makter levoin would not work because ain't aktar mefagel saktara. And the machshava to eat the shirayim chutz ezmanoi also alone would not be mefagel because he also ain't mefagel mechatzi matir. The two of machshavis together, however, can't be mefagel the carbon. The Sfasem himself here is bothered by this. He says, how could we make this tiruf over here? If ein haktar mefagel saktara, the machshava that he had to be makter levoin chutz ezmanai is not a good machshava because it's from one matter to another matter. He doesn't hold a charif for the pumpadisa. So that machshava is irrelevant. The only machshava which is left is the machshava tida shirayim chutz ezmanai, and that's the machshava nechatzi matter. What is the pattern, the tiruf of these two machshavais? Now, if we take a look in the Rambam, the Rambam is mavur that he had a different gear than the Gemara. The word ulevoin, which we have in parentheses, the Ram was gurus to that word. The Ram is in Perek Tazayin, Hilchos Psula, Mekdoshim, Alocha Ches. The Ram says as follows. He says, Chishiv b'shas haktara sakrimetz, shiyakter halavoyno lemochar ein epigol, she'ein haktara mefagel saktara. The Ram passing is like Rav Chizda b'shem Rav, nali charifu de pumpadiso, ein haktara mefagel saktara. The Ram continues and he says, v'cheinim hikter halavoyno levado, o yakrimetz levadoi, v'umachashiv lecho shirayim lemochar, hariza psula v'ein epigol, she'ein mefagel mechatzi mater. If he was mechashiv doing only the aktar of the kaimitz or only the aktar of the levino, that passes the carbon, but it's not mefagel the carbon because ein mefagel mechatzi matir. And then he continues and he brings this case of our Gemara. Avlam hikter es hakaimitz levadui v'chishiv shiyakter levino lemachar v'achagach hikter halevino v'chishiv shoichel hashirayim lemachar hareiz epigol sheri pashd mechashiv zman b'chol hamincha. Rambam's gerus, the case in the Gemara is that he had a mechashiv b'shas tekmitz of the kaimitz to be makter levino lemachar. Then afterwards, when he's makted the levina, he had a machshava to eat the shirayim lemachar. In that case, that would be machshava spiegel. Now, as Hasemus asks, the same kasha that he asked according to Er Girsa is also difficult according to the Girsa of the Rambam. Although in the case of the Rambam, the way he was gerus, there are machshavas both in the haktar of the kaimitz and in the haktar of the levina. However, still will be difficult. The machshava b'shas the haktar of the kaimitz to be makted the levina chutz ezmanai. That machshava l'chor is irrelevant because in haktar mefagel saktara. The only machshav that you're left with is the machshav b'shas the haktar of the levina to eat the shirayim chutz ezmanai. There's still an issue of ein mefagel mechatzi matir. We'll leave this kasha b'tzarchin. We're going to take a look in the sefer Minchas Avram. He brings an interesting mahalach to answer the pshat and the Rambam.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Maariv Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS. Or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.